The letter. The following day was dull and foggy. The hall was surrounded by heavy, low clouds, which opened now and then to show the grim, cold moor and its wet grey rocks. The weather made us miserable. It was difficult to be cheerful when we felt danger all around us. I thought of Sir Charles's death, and the awful sound of the hound, which I had now heard twice. Holmes did not believe that there was a supernatural hound, but facts are facts, and I had heard a hound. Was there a huge hound living on the moor? If so, where could it hide? Where did it get its food? Why was it never seen by day? It was almost as difficult to accept a natural explanation as a supernatural explanation. That morning, Sir Henry and Barrymore argued about Selden, the escaped prisoner. Barrymore said that it was wrong to try to catch Selden.
"But the man is dangerous," said Sir Henry. "He'll do anything. Nobody is safe until he is in prison again. We must tell the police." "I promise he won't break into any house," said Barrymore, "and he won't cause any trouble. In a few days he will catch a boat for South America. Please don't tell the police about him. If you tell the police, my wife and I will be in serious trouble."
"What do you say, Watson?"
asked Sir Henry, turning to me.